With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street appears headed for a higher open this morning, with futures skyrocketing, and part of the reason for that may be this. President Trump is now saying that he has no plans to fire the Fed chairman.
If I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast, believe me.
President Trump last week talking about Fed Chair Jerome Powell, but those comments spooked investors, triggering a major sell-off in the stock market Monday. And while there was an equally strong rebound Tuesday, the president said this.
I have no intention of firing him. I would like to see him be a little more active in terms of his idea to lower interest rates. This is a perfect time to lower interest rates.
For his part, Powell's been steadfast.
Our independence is a matter of law.
Telling the Economic Club of Chicago last week.
We're never going to be influenced by any political pressure.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Vice President Vance says the Ukraine peace process has arrived at a crucial turning point. Referring to Russia and Ukraine, the vice president says it's time to put up, or you know the rest.
We've issued a very explicit proposal to both the Russians and the Ukrainians, and it's time for them to either say yes or for the United States to walk away from this process.
Also, at SRNNews.com, much of New Jersey has been suffering drought conditions, and now a massive wildfire is raging in Ocean County, not far from the Jersey shore. Earlier, the blaze closed a stretch of the Garden State Parkway and also resulted in mandatory evacuations. The parkway has since reopened and evacuation orders have been lifted. The Trump administration is revoking the temporary legal status of people who entered the country via an online appointment app at border crossings with Mexico. Close to 1 million people came into the U.S. using the Biden CBP1 app. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 695. This is SRN News. It is now illegal to pray in Australia.
The state of New South Wales has a new anti-discrimination law that makes it a crime for a person to pray that another person abandons the homosexual lifestyle. The statute reads as follows, quote, "Praying with or over a person with the intent to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity is unlawful, even if that person has asked you to pray for them to be able to change or suppress their sexuality or gender identity." The law also applies to pastor's sermons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rose again last year in the U.S., and college campuses were a hot spot. A new report from the Anti-Defamation League lists over 9,300 incidents across the country in 2024, a 5% increase from the year before. That trend was powered by an 84% increase in anti-Semitic acts at America's colleges and universities. This is SRN News. Kentucky Republican Congressman Andy Barr announced Tuesday he will launch a bid for retiring Senator Mitch McConnell's seat, becoming the latest GOP contender to throw his hat into the ring.
Barr said in his launch video on X that the, quote, woke left want to neuter America, adding further that progressives, quote, hate our values, they hate our history, and goodness knows they hate President Trump. Barr's entry into the race was widely expected, making him the latest big-name GOP contender to wade into the election. Former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who was once an aide to McConnell, is also running. Kentucky House Minority Leader Pamela Stevenson is the only major contender on the Democratic side so far. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says ongoing tariffs with China are unsustainable, and he expects a de-escalation in the U.S.-China trade war, a de-escalation between the world's two largest economies. More details at SRNNews.com.